Ex-FBI director blasts president in new book.
This is James Comey definitely settling some scores here.
U.S. weighs the use of military force.
Syria is hunkering down for an attack.
Purchase with plastic, but no need for a pen.
It's easier, but dangerous at the same time.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. A new book from former FBI Director James Comey takes aim at the man who fired him, President Donald Trump. And as we hear from CBS's Major Garrett, Comey compares the president to a mob boss.
He describes Mr. Trump as a liar and a bully and compares his inner circle to the mafia. Quote, lying about all things, large and small, in service to some code of loyalty that put the organization above morality and above the truth. Comey also describes the president's fixation with the now infamous election dossier, which includes unverified allegations of Mr. Trump's involvement with Russian prostitutes, allegation the president denies.
In an ABC News interview, Comey spoke about those interactions.
It was almost an out-of-body experience for me. I was floating above myself, looking down, saying, you're sitting here briefing the incoming president of the United States about prostitutes in Moscow.
Republicans have responded with a Lion Comey website attacking the former FBI director. And the president tweets this morning, James Comey is a proven leaker and liar. Virtually everyone in Washington thought he should be fired, he says, for the terrible job he did until he was, in fact, fired. He leaked classified information, Mr. Trump says, for which he should be prosecuted. The White House indicates no decisions have been made about any possible U.S. military action in Syria, but President Trump has been holding high-level meetings and talking with allies. CBS's Seth Doan is the only American network correspondent in Syria today, reporting from the capital, Damascus, where most people support the Assad government.
Friday is a day off here, and it was quiet this morning in central Damascus.
Are you afraid about a possible strike?
No.
We've been holding on, Omar Rahibi explained, and at war for 7 years. At a cafe down the street, we asked about Saturday's alleged chemical attack. The response was unanimous. These men asked, why would Assad use chemical weapons if Syria is winning the war? It's all lies, Abu Ali told us.
Pentagon correspondent David Martin says there is evidence Syria is taking military steps to brace for any U.S. strikes. The U.N. Security Council meets today on Syria. Pulling out of the Trans-Pacific trade deal was one of the first things Donald Trump did as president, but now he may want the U.S. to rejoin if the conditions are right. Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse was at a meeting that included the president and his chief economic advisor.
There are lots of particulars that they'd want to negotiate, but the president multiple times reaffirmed in general to all of us and looked right at Larry Kudlow and said, Larry, go get it done.
Japan, Australia, and New Zealand reacted to the apparent shift with caution. Mr. Trump has signed an executive order to study the financially ailing U.S. Postal Service. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Well, the president says the post office needs to be restructured to prevent a taxpayer bailout, and he's given a task force 120 days to look at pricing, package delivery, and other factors. This comes after he called the Postal Service's relationship with Amazon a losing proposition and referred to it as Amazon's delivery boy. Package delivery, by the way, is one area where the post office is seeing more revenue, Steve.
Well, the president is poised to pardon Scooter Libby.
Today, I accepted the resignation of Scooter Libby.
George W. Bush not only accepted Libby's resignation, he later commuted his sentence for perjury and obstruction of justice, but he never issued a pardon. Libby was former Vice President Cheney's chief of staff. He was found to have lied in connection with the leaking of a CIA officer's identity. Well, a few days ago, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey was offering public school teachers a 1% pay raise. Now he's changed his tune.
I'm proposing we boost our proposed teacher pay increase to 9% this year.
In Kentucky, schools in more than 30 districts will close today as teachers attend a rally at the state capitol.
We're standing for our public schools and our students and what's best for them and their futures.
Our kids are worth it. We are going to fight for them.
The teacher walkout that's closed schools in Oklahoma's largest districts has now ended, but some schools will stay closed today. Bill Cosby's accuser, Andrea Constand, will take the stand today at the entertainer's sex assault trial. It'll follow the accounts of five other women who portrayed Cosby as a serial rapist. Constand alleges Cosby drugged and molested her in 2004. The defense insists she's trying to frame him for money. Well, just a few days before the tax deadline, CBS's Anna Werner reports from Duncan, Oklahoma, on a hacking scam that targets tax preparers and ultimately affects their clients.
The criminals get their hands on returns from previous years, then use that information to file new fraudulent returns on unsuspecting victims. After the refund goes into the victim's bank account, the crooks, posing as debt collectors for the IRS, follow up with a phone call claiming the refund was an error, then directing them to a fraudulent website to return the money.
I had about $9,015 more than I anticipated.
Duncan police officer David Woods found that supposed refund one day as he checked his bank balance, but
it didn't make sense.
Because
I'd not filed my taxes.
So when the scammers called him a week later trying to get the money,
I said, you listen to me, you piece of crap.
He returned the money to the government, but now the IRS says his real refund of $3,000 will be delayed, possibly for months. And he's not alone. Over at the local tire shop, 49-year-old Jerry Duvall told us his $5,800 return is more than 2 months late.
We counted on it.
He'd missed a $200 car payment, and on the very day we spoke with him,
my car got repoed.
They repossessed your car. That's hard.
It'll be up to individual stores for now, but the days of signing for a credit card purchase are quickly fading away.
No signature required. The four major credit card companies are doing away with signing your name for in-store purchases.
I don't think it's a good idea. I think that your signature at least gives some identification.
Yeah, but it'll speed things up. Still, there are concerns on the other side of the counter.
It's easier, but it's going to be dangerous at the same time.
American Express, MasterCard, and Discover all confirmed they're flipping that switch today. Visa follows later in the month. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Major awards have been handed out for projects that provide diverse depictions of the LGBTQ community.
Top prize at the GLAAD Media Awards goes to Britney Spears for fair, accurate, and inclusive representation of the LGBTQ community.
I feel like our society has always put such an emphasis on what's normal, and to be different is unusual or seen as strange. But to be accepted unconditionally and to be able to express yourself as an individual through art is such a blessing.
Other honorees, The Big Bang Theory's Jim Parsons and the TV show This Is Us, Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The FBI says it's found a more than 100-year-old Chagall painting that was stolen 30 years ago from a New York City apartment. It was found when a Maryland man who got the painting a few years after the 1988 theft tried to consign it to a D.C. art gallery. And that's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.